Hare Krishna, here I am, although it was back the day before yesterday, things were just whirling at too fast a speed for me to get some peaceful time to sit down and actually speak into the microphone. I find it a time of concentration and focus when I speak into a microphone, and I can't really do it where there's a lot of things going on, and there were a lot of things going on Tuesday. I waited at the airport for all of the guests to arrive and then brought them to the temple, arranged for their accommodation. Then we had prasadam, a meeting, rested some, and in the evening I had a nice preaching program. This was what we call a first level preaching program. In other words, it's the time in which new guests come for the first time into the association of devotees. In this case, we held the program here at the temple, and particularly one person was a biophysicist, and he dealt with, actually he's a medical biophysicist, so he dealt with different drugs, medicines, health cures, and so on. He's very learned, and we were speaking at the conclusion of the program for quite some time, for about over an hour. They kept me up till 10 p.m. at night, and trying to make them understand that the soul is not just a conglomeration of material ingredients, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, what have you, but that it's a completely different substance. And I was amazed how difficult it was for such people to grasp such a concept, that there's possibly some kind of substance which is completely different from matter, with properties different than matter. And in this case, although the person was really quite open, because he was open to the existence of God, or the necessity for God, by the fact that material nature is so highly structured, organized, that there has to be an engineer behind that. But because of his individual prejudices, that even this can be explained by material causes, it was very difficult for him to really enter into the realm of the soul, a concept that Srila Prabhupada would often say that even a child can understand. So we can see that in terms of intelligence, at least spiritual intelligence, high material education doesn't necessarily indicate spiritual intelligence, and it doesn't replace the simple common logic that Krishna describes in the Dehino Smin Shloka. And yesterday we had our first GBC subcommittee meeting here, and that also kept me busy, as well as the fact that I spent the whole morning program discussing with Indrajit Maharaj and Govinda Maharaj the developments on the Kazakhstan strategy. Nothing really new in terms of developments in Kazakhstan, although on the site you'll see a very significant and important letter which was published and sent by the American Embassy, and embassies only communicate to their host countries when they're told to by the Foreign Affairs Department, or in this case, it wasn't the Foreign Affairs Department, but what's called the State Department in America. And let me just read that here, it's quite short. The U.S. Embassy statement concerning demolition of homes in the Hare Krishna commune. The U.S. Embassy is concerned that Karasai District authorities are continuing their aggressive campaign against the Hare Krishna commune outside of Almaty. On November 21st, Karasai District authorities demolished several homes at the commune. Homeowners were left in the cold, and many of their possessions were destroyed. The remaining residents were left without electricity and heat. The embassy has several concerns regarding the legal basis for the actions against the Hare Krishna community. Regardless of the merits of the underlying case, the forceful eviction of homeowners in freezing temperatures and the destruction of their possessions contradict the principles of due process and fairness. It is particularly disturbing that the authorities took such action before the special commission charged with finding an equitable solution to the situation had issued its recommendations. It is unfortunate that more than a week later the authorities have done nothing to remedy the situation. The situation, in fact, appears to be deteriorating. Authorities this week scheduled new court hearings on additional properties in the commune. The embassy urges the Karzai district authorities to refrain from any further aggressive actions against the Hare Krishnas and to work towards a fair, lawful, and peaceful resolution of the ongoing legal dispute. Very good words, strong words. How much the government is going to pay attention to them is questionable. There's another article which you will also see, and that was Kazakhstan government's response to our whole campaign, emphasizing that this has got nothing to do with religious discrimination, this has got nothing to do with an illegal land grab. This has to do with the fact that Hare Krishnas do not follow the law of the land in the registration of lands, buildings, etc. Of course, the U.S. Embassy statement very clearly points out, and this is also revealed in contradictory statements in this news release by Kazakh government, that the Kazakh government set up a committee to look into this whole conflict. However, the committee wasn't even aware of the fact that the buildings were bulldozed. Therefore, they weren't acting according to the standards which the Kazakh government set up in order to investigate and resolve this issue. What to speak of proper standards of human rights, housing, international housing standards, and so on. Anyway, it continues to be a messy affair. Yesterday, I also spoke with Radhanath Maharaj. You probably know that he had operation yesterday, and there was good news from that, in that the cyst which was in his colon was not malignant, it was benign, but it wasn't cancerous. It was removed, and seems like that's the end of the story. Maharaj sounded quite weak. He was in the hospital when I spoke to him over the phone. He sounded quite weak, but he was so Krishna conscious and always his very kind self. He was still under the impression that I was in Kazakhstan, and so he wanted me to relay a message to the Kazakh devotees, which was in his very soft, heartfelt style, how all the Vaishnavas of the world are feeling for them and what a wonderful service they're doing in fighting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and Srila Prabhupada's movement under such hostile and unfriendly government and circumstances. This is really a Vaishnav, someone who even in his own distress is always thinking of the welfare of the others. It's for the Prabhupada's glory that we have such wonderful devotees as Radhanath Maharaj in our Krishna consciousness movement. And Radhanath Maharaj is not the only one there, and I'm speaking not of recognized gurus, GBC sannyasis. There are many rank and file devotees who are not in the forefront or in the limelight, but who are also wonderful Vaishnavas, pure devotees, a real tribute to Srila Prabhupada's glory. And I had a whole score of Sankirtan stories, but one which was really very humorous, Indrani told me about when I came to the airport. She distributes books at the airport, has been doing that for years. And she told me this funny story about hunters. Many people come to hunt in Hungary. There's boar here and deer. And whenever I travel by train, deer are always not far distant from the railroad tracks, grazing either in the dusk or dawn hours. And she could recognize they were hunters because they're carrying their guns in gun bags. And so she approached them, and one of them was totally unfavorable. The other one was more open than your average hunter. And so she offered him a book. He didn't want to take one, but he gave a donation. And he expressed that they were really not in such a good mood. That's why he wasn't giving such a big donation, because they came all the way here to Hungary to hunt, and they didn't shoot anything. So, of course, Indrani said, well, that's good, because we're vegetarians, we believe in non-violence, and we're happy that you didn't kill any animals, so that's good for you. And she went on to extol the virtues of non-violence. And because this one hunter was listening, so she decided, okay, listen, now I'm going to give you a book, and she gave him a higher taste. And he said, what's this book about? He said, well, it's a vegetarian. It's a book on vegetarianism. He said, since you didn't kill any meat, at least you should know how to cook vegetarian food, because this may be Krishna's will that you don't have access to any kind of meat stuff. So this, the other man, who wasn't really very favorable, he broke out laughing. He thought this was really, really hilarious. He said, we come all the way here to Hungary. Not only do we not bag any game, but on top of that, we leave with a vegetarian cookbook. So he thought that was really rich. In fact, so much so that he just gave her a 20-euro donation, which was certainly good for him. And two hunters went off very amused at the turn of events and how Krishna was playing a joke on him. Sankirtan is really rolling here in Hungary. We have now between full-time and part-time, and the full-time devotees, I'd say, are about the three-quarters or even more of this number, but in excess of 150 devotees going out. It's really wonderful and inspiring to see that, especially part-time devotees, businessmen, housewives who have other work and services. They're also going out one day a week, 2 days a week, and doing really, really good scores. I got a message also from Srimati down under, said that she's going to be going out this Saturday. And she's going to be taking Varuni, her daughter, out with her as well. And that's very good. I had also, I think, mentioned on an earlier SMS to the devotees that we have one initiated devotee here, Goswamini. Her mother is going out, and she's taking her 9-year-old son with her out on book distribution. So, Hare Krishna. Let everyone get absorbed in the bliss of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And continuing on the subject of book distribution, my old friend Vishwambar Prabhu is still inspiring and leading the book distribution in the UK. He's going out to these services, and Vishwambar has been doing Sankirtan in excess of 20 years, going out to these services every day, distributing straight 100 Mahabig books, getting an average of 5-6 pounds for them. And originally I envisaged that I may be able to go over and do a little Sankirtan with him. At one point it seemed that my December schedule was really quite open for just visiting Sankirtan devotees and being in touch. Then came the GBC meeting, then came a week to Kazakhstan, and all of a sudden, December is becoming my busiest month. This weekend will be Gita Jayanti, and for those of you who want to see it, it'll be directly on the site, projected not from Budapest Temple, but from Eger Temple, and that'll be on Sunday. And then, I'm not quite sure what the plans are, but I may go to Romania just for a couple of days before finally going back to New Bajadan, where I'm supposed to be having very extensive strategical meetings about developments of New Vajradham or Varnashram projects, and for which I've been waiting, and so is Gaur Shakti Prabhu and other devotees all fall. We've whittled off a few days off of that as well, and where these things are coming up soon. A little news on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. The English is now with Gurula Prabhu for indexing, and Nalinikanta informed me a few days ago that she'd finished the translation. So that's all encouraging. And mid-month we should be able to send the English book to the printers. Problem is the Christmas season, and that holiday season is going to really set back the printing of the book probably to the end of January. In other words, that's when we'll have the book in hand. So I'll be hoping to take books with me to India, and any devotees who are going there, they'll be available there as well. And then of course Chaitanya Chandraprabhu will be communicating and making them available to everyone online. By that I mean you'll be able to order your printed copies online. And if you've seen the site, then you'll see a comment that was made by Rajiv Maru, which is that he had contacted in the UK the Ashok Kumar, who's an MP, who in the House of Parliament raised the Kazakhstan issue on Prime Minister's questions, and Tony Blair replied to him that he already expressed this concern to the President. So that's real confirmation that there was discussion on that topic. And real thanks to Rajiv, that was a real response to the podcast and our on-site request for devotees' participation. You can just see just a little effort, and devotees from any part of the world can really make a big difference, and that's what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about making the difference. We may sometimes think, well, what is our little contribution worth? But little contributions by many individuals make a lot of difference. In the Kazakhstan issue, in the case of book distribution, in the case of preaching, in the case of trying to do good for the conditioned souls of the world. And particularly it makes a difference for those individuals that we personally contact. Sometimes that question comes up, well, we're making so much effort in preaching, but the world seems to be being more and more degraded. Perhaps that's the case, who knows? But one reality is that those people whom we directly contact, who are the first point of contact of our preaching, they receive books, they receive prasadam, they receive the holy names, and their lives change. We are evidence of that. We are those people. And that makes a difference. That is making a difference. And how we will change the world, we've yet to see that, although it's the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore it must happen. But we're certainly changing the world of individual people. We're changing our old world and our own worldview. Therefore, with this idea in mind, we should try to make an effort, whether we are little squirrels or great Hanumans in our own way, by turning grains of sand, by lifting great mountains, we're contributing to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord sees the effort that we're making to fulfill His mission more than the results. And by making a full-hearted effort, then He blesses us in order to make wonderful results. All right, I'm going to go to the morning program. Daily greetings just on, and I'm also going to be recording Bhajan Narayan Prabhu's lecture. We only have 25-minute lectures because of the shortened marathon program. So So that will also be on the podcast. It may be on the Hungarian one. So listen for that, because he usually gives very good classes. Hare Krishna.